Some years ago, I was asked to, they called it a dialogue, debate with an atheist. Well, at the university, there was a prominent atheist who wrote many books on the death of God. He was to speak at this university, State University, on atheism. The Catholics complained to the university. He wanted equal time. He wanted somebody to defend God's existence. I was asked to debate with the atheist. 3 days. Well, being a Christian, he being an atheist, I would be charitable, so I let him speak first. His name was Dr. Van Buren. Several thousand students in the audience. I looked at Dr. Van Buren, the atheist. I said, Dr. Van Buren, I hope you will not disappoint me. I've yet to meet an atheist who could really defend his atheism. I hope you are intelligent enough to defend your atheism. By the second day, poor Dr. Van Buren, he ran out of arguments. Sisters, to be peacemakers, to bring peace of mind to people, we must be able to understand our faith and defend that faith against those who are struggling with their faith. And sisters, during the break between lunch and our 3:30 conference, my companion and bodyguard went to the library next door, next door to the Jesuit residence. Here's the bishop's residence. Here, Mr. Lum and I are staying. So, Xavier College, he is next door to the bishop's residence. He went to the library to find some books on heresy. I need heretics to refute them. Guess what? I found a brand new book. I will not give his name, but he is a priest, a theologian in India. He denied the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Very learned, very smart. There is no Jesus Christ in his living body and blood in the Blessed Sacrament. Am I making sense, sisters? You better understand your faith. If you're going to be peacemakers, to bring peace of mind to others, you better know your faith. He will explain it to your own mind so you will be at peace and to the minds of others. If you want to bring peace to others, you are troubled because they're not doing God's will. This is again an infallible statement. Any person is only as much at peace of heart as he or she is doing the will of God. But we better be at peace ourselves. Otherwise, we can talk all kinds of pious path. all kinds of nice words. We can quote, from Teresa of Avila, John of the Cross. Oh, we memorize whole poems, say, from John of the Cross. He'll bring only as much peace of heart to others as we ourselves are doing God's will, and no more. Well, we're not finished yet. The eighth beatitude has kept me sane. Remember how the beatitude goes.